celebrating the three-hour workday.
Yeah, where do I sign up for that?
Bill and Pete, Wake Up Kenosha on AM 1050 WLIP.
What about weight loss? That's what it's all about right now. Weight Loss MD and Wellness. Southport Plaza in Kenosha, ready to answer your questions. Chime in if you got one. 262-694-1050. Peter at WLIP.com. We welcome Sherry Stoka back to the program. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. I had a good vacation last week. Tried to do the best I can, although I did indulge on a little bit of sweet corner ice cream, which was quite good. You ever tried the cake and batter?
Oh, jeez.
Just a little taste. That's all. Just a little taste. Anyway, if you have questions, again, 694-1050. Mr. Question Man is with us, and he is about ready to dive into the magic rain barrel of weight loss questions.
For the record, Bill, when I went there on a separate occasion, it was strawberry, which is still full of sugar, but at least it was fruit-based.
It was fruit-based. You see, cake in batter is not fruit-based.
Not maybe, you know, the best selection you could make.
Next time I'll go with the carrot cake. At least it's got vegetables in it.
Yeah. Sherry, does that count as your vegetable of the day? First question.
Carrot cake.
Right. I think everyone knows the answer to that one. We'll move on to question two.
All right. Mr. Question Man, if you will, sir.
This person says, I find that I'm snacking too much. What are some good strategies to stay full after meals?
Okay, good question. So first of all, I think it's important to know that most adults really shouldn't snack. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, once in a while you're going to have a snack every now and then, but overall, I mean, it's just really not necessary. So if you are, I think the most important thing is really looking at your meal. You know, what does your meal consist of? Is it mainly carb-based? Is there protein in there? Is there healthy fat? Because protein and fat will really help with satiety, you know, will really help you stay full. We know that. Study after study shows that. And then there's obviously the vegetables, you know, eating really the mainly like the higher cruciferous, like the broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, those will fill you up almost immediately. So really looking at, you know, the type of meal that you're having, looking at the spacing of meals. And another one last tip I will say is just make sure you're drinking a lot of water. You can take like 8 ounces of water before a meal, because oftentimes people will mistake hunger for, you know, just thirst or hydration.
I just want to add on to that. If you are snacking on vegetables, it's probably not the best idea to dip them in something that's high in fats, because that's what a lot of people do. They got the veggie tray out and then they'll say, well, these are great, but unless I have a tub of sour cream to go with it, it's really not happening for me. You have to be careful with that, too.
You do, and I think it's okay to have some dip. You just have to make sure you're kind of dipping and not scooping. You know, I see people when they do have it, and, you know, it's like more of like a spoonful rather than
it's
like
a shovel is what it is, Sherry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you're eating dip with some broccoli underneath there, not the other way around.
Curb that behavior. All right, the next question.
Speaking of behaviors to curb, Sherry, what is the this is a loaded question. What is the most unhealthy habit you've come across?
That's a good question.
That is such a great question. Okay, so I'm going to give you two main ones. There's probably more, but the main thing, I think, is the mindless eating. So it kind of does go back to the snacking all day long, because we're so used to having access to food that we sometimes don't even realize what we've eaten throughout the day. And until you really take a step back and become more aware of what's going in your mouth, things can start to change. The other thing is the mindset of diet. You know, we're so conditioned. I think this goes back to that whole culture, diet culture. we have to get out of the mindset that weight loss is going on a diet. Mm-hmm. We have to overcome that mindset. This is a sustainable kind of lifestyle. It's not about restricting. It's about finding that good balance. And everyone can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, putting those steps in place to do it.
I would think, Sherry, that's the toughest for a lot of people. The toughest thing is to not think of a weight loss plan as a prison sentence. I can't do that anymore. You know, that kind of thing, that kind of mindset.
It is, because it's so negative. I mean, people come in all the time and they have that mindset. They're like, oh gosh, you can just see the stress that they have, you know, knowing that they're not going to be able to eat their favorite foods, you know? So
you can't get that cake and batter ice cream anymore.
That's out.
Well, and I do want to say one thing, because I do think it's worth mentioning over and over again. You know, yes, we have people go on restricted diets. I mean, it's just part for the course, but this is so we can get to the ending of creating that balance, because there is no way we would ever tell anyone that you can never have pizza or ice cream a day in their life again. I mean, that's not sustainable, obviously.
Yeah, sometimes life gets in the way of these things, and it has to be reasonable. Otherwise, people aren't going to stick to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Sherry Stoger, real quick question. If you give me like a 20-second answer on this, what is your position on this fake meat that's out there? Impossible Burgers, the Beyond Burger. Do these have any nutritional value at all?
Not really. You know, I do have, you know, and I'm not a big animal protein. I'm not a big eater, and I try to find alternative sources all the time. They're so processed. I mean, there's some, I think Impossible is a little bit better than Beyond Burger, but they're full of stuff. I mean, so at the end of the day, it's better off just eating the real meat.
First visit to Weightless MD and Wellness, absolutely free. How do we get a hold of you, Sherry?
262-226-2046.
Check out weightlessmd.com. Check out the podcast and the Facebook page. Lots of good info. And to get a hold of Sherry Stoker. Sherry, thanks as always. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.